Okay. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Marie.
I'm Jean.
And of course, it's Tuesday. And I bet everybody thinks we're going to give you the Bloody Mary episode. The Mary Bell. But we're not. You must wait.
You're a tease like that.
I am. I get you all hyped up and then I just take it away. But, now today.
One's gonna be hardcore. I am excited for that one. So, yeah.
Got to start watching, reading. I'm a cheater. I read. I mean, I don't read. So,
Oh, it's a good thing because.
I do read. I take that back. I do read. But on my laptop, it reads it to me.
Oh, wow.
And so, with my dyslexia, I find it better if things are read to me out loud than me trying to read it because then it takes forever. I don't understand. I get pissed off. I stop doing it. It's a whole thing. I act like a child. Turns into this whole thing. Even my daughter's like, "Mom, just calm down." I'm like, "Shut up, you don't understand." Anywho, so I figured out my computer can do this. So I listen to a creepy robot voice.
Oh,
Read
good.
me Murder Shit. Makes it even funnier.
Can you switch it to like Australian
I
or an
don't.
accent
I don't
one?
want to.
I bet.
I don't want to. I like the robot creepy voice because then I'm like, ew. Mysterious.
Or
So,
Irish.
right. I don't know, but like okay, I was reading the thing.
One thing. That one thing.
It's like, how do you know if you might be like some type of like psychopath? Which I don't believe this is a sign of being a psychopath. I really don't, because
Oh,
it's
one of the
me.
Facebook tests? What
Yeah.
kind of mermaid are you according to these
Right?
questions?
Yeah, what kind of mermaid tail would you have? Yeah, mine was like blue and sparkly, just so you guys know I did win. But anywho,
I've done those tests too, so it's fine.
no, dude, it said my OCD made me likely to be a killer because I had OCD. And like when I pushed like the OCD button, right? Because it was like, do you have OCD or no? And I was like, well, I do. I've never been like diagnosed.
It's a self-diagnosis. I'll
Well,
agree. I
yeah.
absolutely
Yeah,
agree.
and I watched Grey's Anatomy, so I'm pretty much a fucking doctor. Like, I watch that shit every Friday.
Yeah.
And so I know it airs on fucking Thursday, people. Don't argue with me. You guys heard me say I watched everything the day after. You know, sorry. Just make that correction. I do know what day it technically airs. So I'm technically a doctor. I've watched enough. I could solve anything. Anything with a scalpel. Trust me. But they say, like this, well, they don't say, Facebook says, and it was like, did you take special ed classes as a child? And I'm like, this fucking thing's just fucking with me, right? And so I'm like, yes, I did. And then the next question was, do you have a parent that's ever been incarcerated? And I was like, what the fuck? You know my life. Yes. Next question, I'm begging for it. And it's like, are you the oldest or close to the oldest child? And I'm like, oh my God, I am. Yes, that's me. So I click yes. Next question. Are you a person of patterns? And I'm like, ooh, tricking me up here because you already asked me if I'm OCD. I did. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
They're based on psychology and sociology behaviors and
All that fun.
you can take the sociology and those classes online, by the way.
Oh, I don't want to. But anyway,
I think you'd have fun.
I probably would.
Okay.
But like, so it asked me a bunch of questions that I'm pretty sure Facebook just asked me shit from my Facebook profile. Like, I'm sure that's what happened. And then at the end, it's like, loading, loading your results, loading. What Disney princess are you? Is the next quiz. And I was like, well, we'll see how this ends up.
Yeah.
We'll see what this tells me.
And then
Straight psychopath, bro.
did you do the Disney princess
I
test?
did. And
So you're a psychopath
it didn't turn
and
out well because you know who I turned out to be in that?
Sleeping Beauty?
Cruella de Vil.
She's not a princess.
I know, dude, I don't know why the villains were in there. The villains were in there. And it was like, yep. I was like, wow. I was thinking more of like maybe like a Mulan, you know.
Well, that's not accurate because you don't kill puppies, and I don't Do you have any fur in your closet? Like real fur, not faux fur.
Oh my god, if I ever saw real fur, I'd shit. Like
like real beaver coat. Good, keep it warm though, honestly, Drew.
Little beavers?
Yeah.
I couldn't wear, if it had its head, I couldn't wear it.
No, but you know.
I get where PETA's coming from though, because that shit's fucked up, but looks comfy.
In my opinion, I think the reason why you got the answer psychopath is just because of the similar thinking. Because the psychopath will obsess, but also make it. He is after what he's after, and he's absolutely going to get and do whatever it takes to do that. You know, and you'll have those moments where you're in that. Because you're the same way. You do whatever it takes to get what you need accomplished. But you also have the blessing, which separates you from a psychopath, of
knowledge.
Forethought
yeah.
and knowledge and experience. And you say, will this land me on probation?
Probably.
So, or killed, you know.
Probably.
Lots of people don't do that. They impulse.
Right. So. Maybe.
So I feel bad if for the person that ever was on the other end of your impulse anger, I think.
Well, so, it's only happened very few times in life, guys, I promise. But anyway, I really...
No, it's fine.
I thought about it, and I was like, well, shit, maybe I don't know. And then Facebook had me questioning my life for a whole couple good hours.
You're not Cruella DeVille either.
But it's weird, because, like, when I'm taking the test, I'm like, are you angry inside? It was like, when you were a child... Did you pick the villain or the hero to win in the movie? Jean, who did you pick?
Well, it depended on what kind of mood I was in. Usually for the happy ending, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mainly for the happy ending. Cause
that was you?
I don't like bad things to happen to people.
That was you?
Yeah.
Dude, I was so mad and felt so disrespected when Cruella DeVille fell in mud. Like
that was the best scene in the show because she gets.
I legitimately was so mad.
Like trash, so she deserved that.
I was so mad. I was like, someone help her up right now. Like, when I was a kid, I was always like, go Jafar. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can. Yeah. Get to Tangled, and I'm like, mother. You know, I go on a feckin' straight Mother Gothel shit. I'm like, yeah. Ursula. You know? I was a big fan, so I was like, shit.
So maybe it is true then.
Maybe. So then I start thinking, guys, okay, then I'm on a path of thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, if it says I am psychotic, right, and I'm crazy because I do all these things, do I get to snap? Like, is it, like, legit now? Because it's like, I have to? I'm just kidding. This is all seriously hypothetical. It's just a fucking joke. But
how do you react when there is a break in your patterns? So you're getting ready to watch anything, and then our lovely Mother Nature knocks the power out for 6 hours. Or something disrupts your pattern and plan. Because, number one, you have little ones, and they do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, huge stuff. Emergencies, do you handle that well, or are you?
I'm awesome at it.
Does it overwhelm you?
No, dude, no. Bring on chaos. I truly think I function better when it's chaotic.
Are you calm?
Yeah.
And your heart's not 900 miles an hour?
No. Dude, people run around all day long and they're like, we're gonna die! The orders are behind. There's so many orders. There's so many orders. There's so many this. There's so many that. And I don't. I've never been one to be like, oh my God.
You don't panic.
No. Dude, growing up the way that I grew up, when you have a single mother, that's...
What about the panic when you lose your nephew at the playground or something?
No, dude, I gotta be calm. I've always known that no matter what situation or what's happening, to remain calm. And I don't get worked up. It drives Eric crazy. It really does. Like, the fact that I don't...
Years of practice.
...overreact to things irritates the shit out of people. Because they see it as, like... And people, like, I look at people kind of like you're dumb. I don't mean to, because like they'll be frantically telling me what's going on, and I'm looking at them and I'm like,
what is wrong
so
with you?
So why the fuck are you freaking out? Like, I try to what? Like, I try to puzzle that. I'm like, but like, it's fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be fine.
So you don't give them that assurance they need at that moment? That's why
no.
they're telling you?
No. And people,
you.
Like, walk away like, she doesn't get it. Sean Marie doesn't get it. But, like,
or
I do.
Like, you don't care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't care about this kind of stuff. Because, like, I care.
Yeah. You
I
express
see.
Yourself in different ways.
Yeah, I see why everybody's panicked. And, like, I like whatever situation it is, I understand why there is the commotion there's the commotion of. But if I just get crazy and I start screaming, hooting, and hollering, and I get worked up, is that going to help the situation? Like when Eric got in his wreck?
Yeah.
I have to remain calm. You know what I mean? I have to, like, my poor sweet husband, like, could have died on me. And so I had to, like, remain calm and know that, like, me freaking out is not going to help him. He's already scared. He's already gone through something. He is alone. He's in a different state.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I can't call him and freak out.
Yeah.
I can't call him and do that and panic.
You have to be in control.
Yeah, I have to control it. And like when my kids get hurt, I'm not the mom who's like,
you're not the helicopter mom?
I am, but not when it comes to you getting hurt. Because you have to stay calm. Like if I freak out because you got injured, you're going to be worse. Because I'm giving you what you want. I'm filling up your fire. So you're going to freak out. You're going to on me. And I can't handle that.
Do you go home and just do it in private? You don't ever have a moment of meltdown?
When I'm watching shows, if a show makes me cry.
You release a lot.
I cry.
Yeah.
And I cry. And I cry. And I cry. And the rest of the day, my daughter's hugging each other. I'm bawling. Like, I have... So, yeah, I mean, I have days where, like, I really can't keep all the shit inside that I keep inside. It blows up. But for the most part, dude, I just am like, cool. And they're like, well... And, like, Facebook was like, well, that means you're a psychopath. So, I Google. I'm like, Google.
I need a second opinion.
Yeah. So, I go to Google, the most trusted source in America. And I said, Google. Are psychopaths calm? And it was like, tink. Yes. I'm like, fuck. Doesn't help me. But really, like, I don't think that a computer has the right to tell me that I'm a psychopath.
No.
Because I have, like, and I don't have, like, light switchy OCD or, like, you know what I mean? I have...
Manic, depressive
behavior. I have a pattern problem. And I've said it before. I really do try to, like, put my pattern off and change it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just drives me nuts. And I don't like panicking. And so anybody who doesn't like the Kardashians, skip a little bit. Like, push it 4 or 5 times. But, So I was watching the Kardashians, and Khloe Kardashian has OCD with her house. Like, everything in her house is spotless, everything's shiny, everything's just beautiful. And so she brings over a behavior specialist, okay? And I'm like, interesting. How are we going to solve this? Khloe Kardashian, save the world. Tell me. And so this chick was like, well, let's just move some shit around. Let's move things where they don't belong. And
mess
like,
up your...
Yeah, and she messed up her house a little bit.
Yeah. Your feng shui. That's
yeah.
what I was looking for.
Like, if I was her, I would have been like, I'm fucking Khloe Kardashian. I can do what I please. If I have OCD, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Well, maybe she just was curious.
Maybe. They do a lot of shit on there that I'm like, girl, just be you. Who cares? But so, like, it was like a messing up her house. And, like, I am weird. Because when it comes to, like, cleaning, I'm not OCD until it starts. Like, I can't half-ass clean a room.
Yeah.
It is not in me to half-ass clean a room.
Yeah.
It's not. When I was younger, I had, like, when you cleaned the living room, okay, Kevin's a computer nerd. So our chore charts were on point. Like, they had cute little, like, columns and checkies and breaky downies, the whole spiel.
Have you made a chore chart before for kids? Yep.
Yeah, that's hilarious. His worked.
It worked, like, for a summer.
I think kids should clean. I make my kids clean.
Absolutely.
Until they don't do it right. And then I make them leave. Because I just can't handle it. But
let them watch Fix It, though, so they know next time.
Okay. Yeah, I've created monsters. My children are very OCD when it comes to stuff. But anyway.
Well, good.
So, like, when I was younger, if you clean the living room, it said on there, vacuum under the couch, dust. You know what I mean? Like, don't half-ass this. You're not just going to pick everything up, put it on the couch, vacuum, and you're done with the living room. And in our house, another sibling would have to come and put their name on that paper with you and be like, well, I checked it, so you ain't going down alone, because it's already been checked twice now. So if it comes through again and shit ain't right, shit happens. But anyway, so, like, you know, I've had patterns my whole life, really. Mm-hmm. So, and I did things a certain way. So, like, I can't do that. I can't have... So, like, my OCD is weird. Mm-hmm. It's super weird, and there's many, many different kinds. I don't know. Like I said, I'm self-diagnosed Grey's Anatomy style, but I really do. I believe I do. My cousin's the same way. And maybe it's because we come from hoarders. Like, legit, guys. Like, okay, they're not on shows or anything like that crazy. No. They're not. But our family, my God. I think my cousin has every bolt he's ever touched in his life. Somewhere. I do. I think it's weird.
Oh, the car keeper? Yeah.
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 So, I don't know, guys. I don't know. This week, I just got to vent to you guys that fucking Facebook told me I was a psychopath.
You're not a psychopath.
And so, I was just like, whoa. Whoa. And I don't know.
We can get donations, and you can go talk to a shrink at $280 an hour.
Oh, my God.
But then that's the bad part, is they're going to need, like, 13 sessions.
No, dude, literally, guys, this is, like, another get-to-know-me. Like, I went to a counselor. I shit you guys not. Shit you not. I get done telling him, because they do the whole, like, well, why are you here? And I'm like, well, I'm not fucking here by choice, motherfucker. My mom, and I'm, like, a little kid. So yeah. They're like, whoa.
Immature and stuff.
They're like, whoa, don't fucking cuss every other word. Still do. So I tell the guy the whole spiel, the whole family secrets, the whole thing. I divulge everything. This dude.
Opened your heart up.
Yeah, this dude looks at me and he goes, yeah, I don't know if I'll have anything that can help you.
What?
Yeah, he was like,
not even a little bit?
No.
Make a journal? No.
Because so when my brother started getting in trouble, the courts were like, it's obviously a home issue.
Yeah.
It's a home problem that's going on here. So they made us go to counseling. There was almost a fist fight in one. And like,
that poor man was not ready.
You know what I mean? Like, they are not ready when we all go in there, because all of a sudden we're in a safe place and we can attack everybody. So it was just like war for an hour. And like, my family, like, maybe we are crazy, because like, we'd leave and be like, okay, well, tell
next
week.
What's for dinner?
Yeah. And like, the poor fucking counselor is sitting over in the corner and she's like, what the fuck just happened in this office? So I mean, like,
so everybody participated in the
Yelling and the crying, and like, bless my mother's heart, the woman can cry. And when she does, it's the saddest damn thing.
Makes you cry?
No, man, it just makes me feel bad.
I cry when my mom cries.
Just makes me feel bad. Like, I don't know. I just feel like a piece of shit, because I'm like, it's my mom. Shit. But then at the same time, I'm like, well, if you can't say I'm what I am if I can't say what you is.
Yeah.
You know? So, sorry, but like, we got to box it out sometimes. People. But, like, yeah, I don't know, dude. Facebook. So, like, guys, really, what is the true definition? Because there's so many. I tried to figure it out. Someone has to help me out there. Break down. Well, here, yeah, Jean will Google while I talk to you guys. And
Absolutely.
I need to find out what the definitions are and what makes them that way.
What makes
a psychopath a psychopath? Give me
a
the thing and I'll tell you if I've done it. Turn this into a fucking game real quick, like the game show of It Is What It Is. Is Sean Marie a psychopath or not? Dun, 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 dun. I just feel like there'd be psycho music. That kind of reminds me of creepy music.
I'm going to rephrase the question.
Oh, Jesus.
Does...
No, I want to know what the things are, what Google says, what the signs of a psychopath are. Tell me what Google says.
You want to know?
Yeah. Yeah, what are the signs of a psychopath through Google?
Okay,
what
does but Google you're say? Also, it's also, you just remember.
Well, let's just say, let's just do this. I think it's like a top 10. Like a top 10 easily asked. First questions.
Hit well, there's me, Jane. There's a lot. So what are the signs of a psychopath? What are the signs of a psychopathic break?
No, just person? A psychopath in general. So let's see.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, okay. So go through. Let's see. What does this lead us to?
Healthline. Looks legit.
Yeah, it does. Symptoms of a psychopath?
Psychosis include... difficulty concentrating, depressed mood, sleeping too much or not enough, anxiety, suspiciousness, withdrawal from family and friends, delusion, hallucinations, disorganized speech such as switching topics erratically. See, I do that all the time. I'm not psycho. Crazy. Depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions.
Oh. No, that's not the one I want. But no.
See, that's why here. Here, let me see. Let me see.
I don't sleep.
Let me rephrase the question.
I don't sleep enough. I only sleep like 5 or 4 hours, but maybe more. I don't know. I'm anxious as a motherfucker, though, all the time. Scared little cat in the big world. What are you looking up now?
What makes a psychopath?
I think I've gone through these with Zach before.
Have you?
I think so.
This is a CBS News one. Back in 2012.
Yeah, no, I ain't got time for that. Jeez. Okay, hold on. We are just going to do this. Top 10. Okay, found it. Number one, they're extremely charming. I'm a goddamn delight. You know? Delightful. They don't express remorse. Sign me up. Well, I do, just in a very
private,
mean, and savage way. I do. They are really arrogant. Ding, ding, ding. My poo don't stink. They take big risks. Not me. Not me. Put it down right there. That is
you
not.
You have to calculate.
I can't. I can't. Big things scare me. Things freak me the fuck out. Like money.
Yeah, but when shit goes wrong, you handle it well. So
they are master manipulators. Hate to admit it. One of the worst traits about myself. Will admit that. True, though. So that's 5. Only failed 1. Hold on. Fuck, guys. We gotta... Oh, no. Here's it. Top 20. Let's...
Top 20 list?
Yeah, we gotta expand, because... I'm not looking so hot. Let's see. Okay. Self-mutilation. No. Need of stimulation? No. See, now we're getting to the no list. This is the shit I needed. The no's. Cunning. I hate the looking of that word because I thought it said coming. I was like, coming, ooh, maybe. Lack of remorse or guilt. I describe guilt very, like, takes a lot to make me feel legitimately guilty.
Yeah.
So that one, maybe. Ding, ding. Oh, no. Can't sympathize, like we already said. I fail. Horrible. Guys, this is just not looking good. But YouTube, I mean, Google is just...
Maybe we should all take...
Oh, shallow? No, no, no. See, I win. No, I'm not shallow.
We should all take quizzes on mental health.
I know there's one out there. There has to be a Cosmo one somewhere.
There's a personality one. Have you done those?
Yeah. In school, it told me I'd be a... Like, when you know... When you had to do the...
Color?
Yeah. Like, what color would you be? Mine was, like, prison guard.
Prison guard?
Yeah. I was white. Like, wow. Huh.
How was prison guard a color?
Because it was in the, thing... Well, I don't remember what color, but that was occupation I got. Like, on my thing.
Is it prison guard?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if you did that, you'd make
someone
bucks.
That could manipulate authority. Isn't that horrible? Someone who could manipulate authority.
Has anyone seen Wentworth? We all know which one you are and Wentworth.
Guys, if you have, let's just say Tom that Tom. Real quick. Yeah. If you haven't seen Wentworth, you live under a rock. Oh, incapable of love? Not me.
No, she's a marshmallow.
I am the most lovable person.
Big old sucker.
Yeah, I'm a real puss. I really am. Shallow with emotions. Ugh. I don't like the way that sounds. What does that mean?
You don't care if you hurt others?
Oh, when it seems that you're showing warmth, joy, love, or compassion, you're just lying.
You're empty?
Yeah, you're just giving those empty promises.
See, that's why you're not a psychopath.
Yeah, no, I take that shit
Remember
so
Ferguson?
Seriously.
She was no emotion.
Yeah, right.
Know? So... We're rewatching that, by the way.
Their goal is maybe to rule the world? No. I mean, if I did, guys, welcome to it. But
you don't want power over everyone?
Paranoid? Check. Oh, that's not good. I don't know, guys. I don't know. See, has real difficulty with the law. I'm a very nice person when it comes to the law, if you do it right.
Yeah.
It's all
basically
on you.
If they talk to you with respect, you know.
Like, I got pulled over once for my truck being too loud. Okay, I drive a 96 Chevy.
Yeah.
She purrs. She's very meaningful.
Well, and you go to work at 5.
Well, so no, what? This is when I didn't even work. Okay, I had to do something early in the morning and I had my daughter with me. And I used to live by the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the cop, right? And it's winter.
Yeah.
So
it's 4 degrees.
Yeah, so my truck's louder than it normally is. And she takes a minute to calm down in the winter. Good 2-3 hour, you know.
Yeah.
She'll purr like a kitten. Anyhow, so she was really beastly, and it was like 8 something. It was early in the morning. The cop pulls me over, and I see that he's doing it the minute that I go. And I told myself, I'm like, oh, dude, for whatever reason, I'm like, you're going to get pulled over.
You got that hit in your tummy. Yeah. No, honey.
And so I did. And then, like, I'm like, well, what did I do? Because then I got confused. Because I literally walked, I pulled away from a stop sign. Whoop, whoop. Shit was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what did I do? So I ask him, and he comes up to the window, and he's like, you want to know why? And I'm like, well, yeah. Tell me. And he's like, your truck's too loud. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, your truck's loud. I was like, oh, okay.
Has he ever heard a diesel?
Well, then I was like, what do I do to, like, make sure this never happens again? And he's like, well, you must get pulled over for your muffler. And I'm like, I don't. I'm like, you can go check it out. It's stock. My husband's had the truck since high school. It's Big Blue, you know what I mean? Oh, this bitch rides. So I'm like, no, she's just cranky. I don't. So then he's like, well, it's too loud. And I'm like, well, for future reference, help me understand. And this is how, like,
What can I do to
yeah, I
prevent
kind of come
this?
cuntish. Like, I kind of come at you like, you know, this is dumb. So I'm like, well, what can I do, officer, to make sure that I don't get pulled over again? First timer for this. Like, I've never in my life been, I've been driving this
You're
truck
too
for
loud.
years. Years, people. I'm like 5, 6 years deep into this shit. And I'm like, never, ever has this happened. So I'm asking him, I'm like, just tell me, you know, fucking help me out. And he's like, well, he's like, it's a personal choice. Like, it's a personal thing. And I was like, so you pulled me over because, and his window was down when I came upon him for some reason. So his window was down. And I'm like, so my truck was too loud for you? Like, how is that going to be written on the ticket?
In my opinion, your truck is
Yeah,
too
like, what's
loud.
the fine? So I'm like, and he was just like, well, you're a bitch, and I don't know. So, like, go the fuck on. And before I pulled away, I was like, hey, I need that back. 'Cause, like, when you get pulled over, they have you write your name and your phone number and shit down on the little pad or whatever. I made him give it back to me.
Oh, your information?
Yeah. I made him give it back. And he's like, for what? Well, because it's mine. Like, are you going to call me later? I did. I was like, are you going to, like, and he's like, no. And I was like, well, I need it back. So, like, we get into, like, a little
Want
argument.
you to have my shit.
Yeah. And, like, then he tries to talk to my daughter. And my daughter's stone-faced, looking straight at the seat ahead of
She
her.
probably tends or felt mama,
Yeah,
you
she
know what I
just was
mean?
like, I ain't about to hello you, sir. So she was just, and he tried so hard. He's like, do you want a sticker? Didn't fold. She was just like, I ain't talking to you. And so I look back at her and I'm like, hey, Mace, tell the guy hi. And she's like, hi. And I'm like, okay, see, she said hi. She's a nice kid. And like, he literally made me sit there and to wait.
For what?
I don't know. And then, like, he came back and he was like, you can go on. I'm like, okay. Weird. So that's just one weird encounter I've had with IFPD. It was a Bonneville County. But just weird.
Probably wanted to run your
And that
shit.
was like 3 years ago. But I don't know. Google says I'm psycho. Cops pull me over because my truck's loud. Never happened since.
Oh, that's good.
You know. Just weird encounters. You guys just, I don't know. Do you guys have weird encounters with the police? I do. Weird as shit happens. Weird. But yeah. So, God, I had another question.
I've had a few weird encounters with cops. I just don't know if it's appropriate.
To divulge everybody's business? Well, I ain't going that deep into it, but like, I'll tell you guys
Oh,
real
I
quick.
got. Or go ahead.
Oh no, you go.
So I'm out with my friend. We go to the bar, and my band plays. So she had probably two pitchers of beer. I was her DD. I had a cup and a half of beer, like from the pitcher and stuff. And we were there for like 4 hours, hanging out. So when I leave, I didn't use my right turn signal. So we get pulled over. Talking to this guy, he makes me get out in the cold because I messed up and said the wrong bar name because my heart was going 206. I just get
Jean
scared and
gets so scared.
intimidated,
I don't. I
okay? I
get so
have
mad.
been arrested before, but that's another conversation. So, pulls me out of the car to do roadside Olympics, okay? And it's cold, so I'm shaken and I apparently suck. Because I failed all the roadside Olympics. He handcuffs me and puts me in the car, and my lovely friend starts freaking out. I can hear her, and I'm in the back of the cop car, and the doors are closed, and I can hear her screaming at this other cop, because she's highly intoxicated, by the way. I was her DD.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. I'm like, shut up, you're not helping. So, you have to watch this video on what's going to happen to you now that you have a, you're going to have a DUI on your record. And it's 15 minutes, and the cop literally stares at you, and he tells you this. He's like, I have to watch you for 15 minutes. You can't burp.
You watch the video on the side of the road?
No, you're in the back of the cop car in handcuffs.
And they're playing you a movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
And he's staring at me the whole time, which is freaking my friend out. And she was like, why is he acting that way? I want to see the breathalyzer. This is bullshit. You know? Do the breathalyzer. Blah, blah, blah. So I ended up doing the breathalyzer about 3 or 4 times. They had somebody else bring a different machine. They came back to me and they're like, do you have somebody that you can call because we don't want to let you drive, but it's broken. Yeah. So I call my ride, who had actually had much more than I had to drink. And I didn't know that, by the way, until he answered the phone. And I was like, God damn it. You know. It was broken. So I was let go. And, yeah. But once you're in the back of the cop car and you're in handcuffs, honestly, that's the moment you know you're going. You don't get let out of that situation.
Did you go to jail?
No, they let me go because it was broken.
Oh.
Both of them.
Shifty.
Both of those machines were broken.
Everything's always broken when you can't admit you're wrong.
Or I was fine to drive because I didn't even go outside. Then I was invited. I was like, no, I'm good. Stayed inside. I know I'm the DD. Just going to milk it, you know. Silly.
So jeans is like way more serious. Fun. Jeez.
I have some stories that put Sean Marie into shock. So.
Dude, really? She blows my mind sometimes because you wouldn't think. But then she always ends it with like, oh, I was crying. I told him everything. I was so scared. And then it just makes it funny because then I'm like, yeah, this is why we can't get caught together, Jean. Because I always tell Jean, if we ever get caught together, I'm just going to tell her the cop right then and there. I don't know her. You know what I mean? And when she's crying and doing like, she's family. I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't know that person. She has me fucked
up
for someone else.
I'm memorizing your phone number. I'm getting ready. No, I'm kidding.
Not under Jean. Ha ha.
Yep.
Now it's even more obvious in my phone who you are than that. But, dude, no. Like, why I'm, like, super paranoid when it comes to locking doors is, like, I was at my mom's when I lived with my mom's when I was a young child.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've already told this story on here before. I might have. Fuck it. I'll tell it again. But a criminal ran through my mom's house
mm-hmm.
to escape capture.
Because you're on the corner of that. And
yeah.
That street's kind of busy.
Yeah. And he ran. Like, and I don't think he knew that, like, there was, like, a giant-ass apartment building behind my mom's house. Like, mm-hmm. that's... She don't have a backyard. Like, you run right into a brick wall. I don't know where he went. I don't know. But, like, I got out of the shower to an IFPD officer.
How old were you?
Like, 13.
Oh, good.
Like, I just barely dropped out of high school.
And so you were thinking he was there for somebody else?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, I was so scared. And he was like, are you alone here? And I was like, what? He's like, are you alone here? And I was like, yeah. Like, that's how I answered him. Ah! I made
Why are
him,
you here?
I made him check my whole house. Because he was like, someone just ran through here. They're wanted. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Get out of here. So I made him walk through my whole house. I was like, no, you check this whole place. Like,
make sure he's not.
I stood there
downstairs.
In a towel following this officer. And I'm like, hey, go. You go first. You go first. Shoot. Go ahead. Don't care what it is. I don't have no dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing should pop out at you, sir. If it does, shoot it. Oh, man, I was so scared. So, like, right then and there, I was like, oh, no, hell no.
Did you call your mom?
I had to. He kicked in the fucking door.
Oh, good.
That's why my mom got the steel door that she has.
Because IFPD kicked it in?
No, the criminal did.
Oh, dick.
Because it was locked.
Yeah. Because you lock your doors.
Because I lock, even back so then, I would lock my doors, but it didn't stop him. No. So, like, it added to my paranoia because I was like, oh my God. He kicked it in. It folded in.
Yeah.
Like a piece of paper. Like, I could only, and it's so weird because I was in the shower, right? I hear none of this.
Did you have a radio on in the shower?
No.
No.
Literally, I got out of the shower, guys.
Big ass bang.
No. No, and if I did, I probably would have thought it was just one of my siblings slamming the door because they're...
mad.
No, they're fucking farm animals. That's just what they do. They slam everything. So, like, I would have just been like, oh, fucking, I don't know, someone's here. You know, I never would have ever been like, someone just kicked my fucking door in.
Yeah.
Like, never. Ever. So, yeah, I was traumatized, dude. I was so scared. And then I had a stalker that cut my power off once and then called me from the outside. It was so creepy.
Oh, God.
We'll get into that another day.
Oh, God, honey.
Everybody always says that. They're like, what if you get a stalker from doing your podcast? By the way, prove America wrong for one, people. Like, God, I'm not honest with you guys so you guys could stalk me. Creepy. Anyway, but people always ask me that. They're like,
I survived a stalker before. It's scary, yeah, though.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I was a fucking, you know, we were teenagers. I really didn't look at it as stalking until I became an adult and I watched like stalkers and I was like, damn it. I was stalked. Like, but now, once again, self-diagnosed.
Yeah.
Bunch of that goes on in my life. I self-diagnosed myself with a lot of things. Cancer, tumors. I mean, fuck, I'm. I do, dude. I go to the doctor and I'm like, yep, I have a tumor. I know it. I've had a headache for about 4 days. It's a tumor. I'm dying. Tell me.
Was it a sinus infection?
Well, they're no, they're like, has your hair been up in a ponytail? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, yeah, you have thick hair, bitch. Put it down. Go home. I'm like, oh, okay. Never been a tumor. It's always been my hair. Never.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm one of those people, I'm a hypochondriac. Isn't that what they're called?
No.
When you get sick and you're like, I'm on my deathbed?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like making your last will and testament because you have the flu?
But hypochondriacs find every reason to have something going on and major.
Oh, yeah, that's not me,
usually you freak out or...
No, usually I just get scared because like everybody in my family's had cancer of some sort. So I'm like, it's in there. It is. And every time I go to the doctor and they're like, you don't. I'm like, really? It's like waiting for them to come back to tell you if you're pregnant or not.
I just kind of pretend that nothing's wrong.
I always assume I'm dying because I'm like, okay, yeah. Since the age of 13, I drink Mountain Dew every day, all day long.
Mountain Dew's awesome.
Probably don't even know what water truly tastes like if it came down to it.
You do need to drink water, though.
Huh? I don't.
It is.
It's good for you. Smoked since I was fucking 13 years old, still do the nasty deed to this very day. Had a very lengthy, long, fun pill addiction that I no longer have. And I only stopped doing that because one doctor was like, you're going to get a hole in your fucking face. And I was like, oh my God, what? I was way too vain. I was like, ugh.
No.
Not my
Did he have face. A picture?
No, he just told me. And I was like, oh. He's like, that cartilage in your nose is getting eaten. I was a sniffer of sorts. So he was like, that. Yeah, he's like, your nose cartilage won't handle that forever, dude. Mm-hmm. It's just going to eat it away, and then there's going to be a hole in your fucking face. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ugh. But really, no, meeting my husband is what made me get clean. It wasn't that. I can't lie. I just started smoking it instead. I was like, oh, the doctor said I can't sniff it. So yeah. Can't snort it. We must smoke it. But, yeah, so, like, you know, I've done all these things to my body. I've had children. I've had a fucking very dramatic delivery of a child.
Yeah.
A normal one. So I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm fucking gonna get the big old C, you know, one of these days. Slap it on me. I truly believe that.
There's preventative stuff that you can do. Take stuff.
Well, okay, so fill me out. People, let me know if this has any standings. Because I don't know why, but Facebook likes to lie to me all the time. I find it very rude. It keeps doing it. I read an article that said if you smoke weed in your lifetime, large amounts of marijuana, that you don't, you're less prone to get cancer. So I don't know. Let me know if that's true. I'm not going to, that's all the information everybody needs.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I vote on that maybe. You well, know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's always bad things that happen from smoking. Smoker myself, because we're dumbasses. So.
Like the lung cancer? Mm-hmm. I just... Ugh.
Well, I am from smoking weed, because it's just smoking COPD and emphysema. That's just, you know, smoking's just bad for your lungs any fucking ways.
Oh.
But I wouldn't doubt it, because just the herbal remedies and... that it has, that it would slow cancer down, because nowadays everything has cancer in it. You know?
So, okay, so like...
smog.
So like plastics. Seth Rogen, you know, if he stopped smoking weed all the time, all the dailies and whatnot, wonder if it just will hit him. If it just comes and gets you once you like drop the wall, if it just like attacks you.
I don't know. I kind of read gossip that Willie Nelson stopped smoking weed, and I'm not sure if
I saw that on Facebook. See, dude, here's a theme, guys. Facebook.
We'll see if he, like, you know.
I want to be in a good relationship with Facebook, but it just is not honest.
But it's you know, you just fact check.
Try and find a reputable... See, I choose Google.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, Google has never stirred me wrong. I never once asked Jeeves a fucking question. Like, I've remained loyal
Google
to...
Google came from Jeeves.
Well, I've never asked that dude a damn thing. I've always gone with Google, you know?
Jeeves is like AOL and dial-up and...
I just always remember...
You got mail.
You got mail.
You got mail.
And then the movie ruined it.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Yeah.
Sad. And I wanted to give everybody else a little lift me up of the day. If you want a podcast to listen to that's not about murder, shocking, I know, I do listen to one, and I'll tell you who it is. It's Mr. Dax fucking Shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay? He is my spirit animal. I am in love with him. I liked him from his movies before listening to his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But he's dyslexic. What's the fuck up? You know? And he is very open about it. He's like, I can't read worth a shit. And I'm like, dude, me either.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I relate to him in like so many ways. He is amazing. So if you guys really want like a just, I literally, the other day, this customer was like, you are the happiest person I've seen walking around this store. And it's because I'm laughing so fucking hard that I cannot not smile all day long because I'm listening to that. Literally brightens my day.
So when you go to Walmart for Christmas stuff, listen to Dax Shepherd's podcast.
And yeah, it's called Armchair Expert. Yeah, it's him and his cute little friend Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sound so fucking precious. And it's just amazing. And they talk to, like, you learn so many things about these celebrities that, like, you would never have ever been like, oh, he's just a silver spoon asshole. Mm-hmm. And then you listen to him on the podcast and you're like, oh my God, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Great fucking podcast. I'm letting everything else build up.
Yeah.
Because I'm just weekly now on all my murders and everything. Yeah. So I'm letting it build and I'm using him to fill my fill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, when I die and get old, I want to be him. Like, when I come back. Check it out with the Dax Shepherd life. Like, the man's just amazing. So, yeah. So, I know today really didn't consist of a murder story or anything like that. But, hey, it's
always fun.
It's the goddamn holidays.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, just laugh. What does Facebook tell you you are? They picture me as a psychopath. And I might have gotten flagged at the FBI. Who knows? With my internet searches, and now Facebook thinks I'm crazy. I'm sure it's all interwebbed.
Probably your association with me.
Who knows? Oh, yeah. The internet, the internet exclamation pointed Jean. So God only knows what watch list she's on.
Yeah.
Who knows? I know my, if you look through mine.
That's not on Facebook.
I'm going to jail. Even if you look at my fucking Facebook searches, probably going to jail.
No.
Because I'm always like, murder. Murder memes. Murder fan memes. I'm a weirdo. Anyway, join me at Being a Weirdo. At It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast via Facebook. Or Instagram at It Is What It Is Pod 19. All together now. All one word. I've had that asked to me. And it is what it is to await, because that's where we are from, on Twitter. And I don't Twitter. It is there. I do post things on there. Episodes and whatnot have yous. That's it.
You don't tweet?
I don't understand the shit, no.
Okay.
It makes no sense to me. And you can hit us up with, if you want to tell us your crazy cop stories, I will gladly let Jean read them back to the people. Oh, yeah. So that should give you confidence that it will be read correctly.
You do just fine.
Dude, I don't even try to play. Don't try to lie.
I'm not lying. Hey, back me
up. I know what I am here. I know what I am. Believe me.
I got a posse of followers. We'll get you.
Anyway. So yeah, send us your shit. Send us what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. If it's not nice, I'll read your shit and put you on blast too. So make sure you put your real name. And yeah. We love you guys, and we'll see you on Sunday, and we will go into the fucking weird life of Mary Bell.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, see you Sunday.
See you guys.